Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Did you vote yet?
I did. I can say I did now.
No, so. I don't mean in October, or September?
I voted then,
October.
Too.
Then, too.
November? I did.
You voted in just the last couple of days.
Just in the last few days.
All right. What we're talking about is, it's kind of just a fun thing. There's something called the Indy A List, and you vote for your favorite hamburger, your favorite french fries, your favorite whatever. And one of the categories is favorite FM radio station. And the time I checked a little while ago, we were about halfway up the list. We were number 14 out of 39, I believe. We need you as a listener to vote for us. It's really simple. You can go to our website, catholicradioindy.org, or you can visit us on Facebook. And just find us on Facebook, and you'll see there's a place where you can vote for your favorite radio station. And we're going all out to make Catholic Radio the number one rated station in town. And we've got a little ways to go yet, but it's just kind of a fun thing. So jump on there and help us out if you would. CatholicRadioIndy.org, or visit us on Facebook and click on vote for your favorite radio station, and you'll get a chance to scroll through some other stations. Just click on the Catholic Radio logo. And that's all there is to it. You voted for us. You helped us out.
That would be kind of fun, though, to have a Catholic radio station as the number one Indianapolis radio station. And, you know, we also have a radiothon coming up next week.
Wow, that's right. It is right around the corner.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a couple months now, and it's here, a spring radiothon. The weather hasn't always felt like that. Kind of comes and goes. We kind of get snow, rain. 60. And, snow, rain, 60.
So it could be either or all of the above.
Who knows?
During
Who knows?
Our share-a-thon next week. And the purpose of our share-a-thon, of course, is to raise funds to keep this station that you're listening to right now on the air. And we do that a couple of times a year. We take our regular programming off and get in our fundraising mode and raise the funds that we need. So think about it. What really helps us out a bunch are monthly gifts. If you think about a $10 a month gift, that really becomes a generous $120 over the course of a year. Or a $20 gift becomes $240. So it doesn't have to be, it's not like you have to throw in a big bunch of money all at one time. It all helps us a great, great plenty. So we're going to ask you to be doing that next Tuesday and Wednesday. And between now and then, I'd ask you to kind of think about it, to pray about it, and talk to your spouse about it, then be all ready to jump right in.
One more little tidbit is Lumen Christi Light in the City annual dinner is coming up April 28th. You will never guess who the speaker is.
Who is the speaker?
Ray Guarendi.
Oh, Dr. Ray.
Dr. Ray is coming in.
The
doctor is in, exactly. One of the best Catholic radio dinner guests I think we've ever had. April 28th, 6 p.m., The Willows. Call down Lumen Christi. Get all the particulars. 317-632-3174. Lumen Christi, Dr. Ray's in town. Okay. Our guest today on Faith in Action is Father Wade Menezes. He is a member of the Fathers of Mercy and is the Assistant General for the Community out of Auburn, Kentucky, and they are itinerant missionary preachers. Welcome, 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 Father Wade.
Thank you, MJ. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, God bless you. God bless you for saying yes. You know, explain to our listeners what itinerant missionary preachers is. Tell us a little bit about your order, and what is that exactly?
Okay, well, I simply mean traveling. We're traveling missionary preachers. The Fathers of Mercy, we preach parish missions, devotions, retreats, and conferences throughout the United States, Canada, and Australia. The traditional week-long parish mission is our most popular event that we preach, but we also preach weekend conferences, weekend retreats, for example, father-son retreats, mother-daughter retreats, Catholic family conferences held in hotels, let's say, like the annual St. Louis Marian Family Catholic Conference.
Oh, sure, right.
So we serve the need wherever we're called to go. Apostolate is very similar to what the Redemptorist apostolate used to be. The Redemptorists have dwindled a little bit in numbers. There are some Redemptorists that still exist in the United States, of course. But the Fathers of Mercy have an apostolate very similar to what the Redemptorists used to be with the preaching of parish missions. I will be in Danville, not too far from Indianapolis there, preaching a four-night parish mission for Lent, a Lenten parish mission, at Mary Queen of Peace Church for Father Michael Fritz and his parishioners. And so it'll be delightful to be in that area. The mission has begun. It's taking place from Sunday the 12th through Wednesday the 15th. The Fathers of Mercy, we were founded right after the French Revolution as a means of bringing the people back to practice their Catholic faith, following the havoc and destruction that the French Revolution blew to the faith there. And so the original Fathers of Mercy were actually diocesan priests who were asked to come together to form a missionary preaching band to preach to the different cities and outskirts towns to bring the people back to practicing the faith. And so the apostolate continues till this day.
How interesting. How very interesting. So, Father, I looked up your website, and it has a number of your priests and the pictures there. Is everyone in the order is a missionary preacher? Is that
yes,
true?
Yes, everybody is involved somehow in the apostolate. Our secondary apostolate is that we also help staff rural parishes whenever called to do so by a bishop. And so we do staff two such parishes in the Archdiocese of Louisville, Kentucky. And we have about 11 men full-time on the mission band preaching missions. We also have students in the seminary, and we also have a few older missionary members who are doing specialty apostolate work, for example, chaplains of nursing homes and whatnot.
If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today on Faith in Action, Father Wade Menezes, and he is a member of the Fathers of Mercy, and he's the assistant general for the community. He's also right in the middle of a mission at Lenten Mission in Danville, which is just right next door to Indianapolis, at Mary Queen of Peace. So what we'd like to kind of set up for you listeners is a little teaser to what you might be hearing if you made the trip over to Danville for this retreat. And, you know, Father, I think it's wonderful because at our parish, we're also having a little bit of a parish mission during Lent.
Great.
And it's kind of a little boost. I think it's what we need and what we hunger for, especially during Lent. And the particular name that you've given to this mission talk, to me, is wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. And I wonder if you'd talk about a little bit. The working title
sure.
I have is Work Out Your Salvation.
Yes.
But then you have Theology of Faithfulness to One's Daily Duty, which is so necessary for us to each understand what that is.
Yeah, you know, that's the predominant theme, if you will, is Theology of Faithfulness to One's Daily Duty, that under the overall title, which is Work Out Your Salvation. Work Out Your Salvation comes from Philippians chapter 2, verse 20, when St. Paul tells the Philippians, work out your salvation. It is God's will for you that you be saved. So we are called to work out our salvation in this life, an average of 79 years while living on earth. Those are the latest longevity statistics for those of us living in the West. So I'm presenting a four-point plan, one point presented each day during the four-day mission, of where the individual can, quote-unquote, work out their salvation, which is St. Paul's command to the believer, to the faithful. And here's the four-point plan. Here's the title of four conferences in order, MJ. Be faithful to your daily duty. Be other-centered, understand the reality of vice and virtue, and practice and live the sacraments. This is Father Wade's four-point plan, if you will, to help the mission attendees work out your salvation. And you're right. I want to echo what something you just said. A parish mission, although called a parish mission in the Catholic tradition, it's really like a retreat, or if you will, it's akin to our Protestant brothers and sisters, what they call a revival.
Oh, revival. Okay, perfect. Revival. Yes, yes.
Yeah. But for in the Catholic tradition, it's called a parish mission because it comes from the Latin missio, meaning sent, and we're all sent to spread the good news. So, again, work out your salvation, this four-point plan, eh? So, number one, be faithful to your daily duty. Why? Because that's where your sanctification begins, right where you are. Single, married, consecrated priest, brother, sister, doctor, farmer, lawyer, homeschooling mother of eight, divorced mother of three, striving to live a chaste life, a special needs individual, working grandparent, retired grandparent, recently widowed grandparent. How about a grandparent that has just celebrated their 58th wedding anniversary?
Wow.
How about a university student, a high school student, middle school student, elementary school student? It doesn't matter. If you're the age of reason, older, which the church holds to be around age 7 or 8, that's why we give the first two sacraments of reconciliation and baptism at that age, around age 7 or 8, because they've entered the age of reason, they can begin to make choices for God or against God, for neighbor or against neighbor. If you're the age of reason or older, this parish mission has something for you. My favorite quote of St. Jose Maria Escriva, the founder of Opus Dei, which he founded for laity, by the way, is this quote. He says, God wants to make you a saint right there where you are.
Oh, quote, I love that. Quote. Oh, I love that.
You know?
I love that.
And St. Catherine of Siena says something very similar. She says, if you are what you should be, you will set the world ablaze. In other words, becoming that best version of yourself, huh? So be faithful to your daily duty. Why? Because that's where your sanctification begins. Number two, the second day of the mission, be other-centered, as opposed to the opposite, which is being very self-centered, okay? Day number three, understand the reality of vice and virtue and the devastating consequences that vice can have on a person's life if it goes unchecked, and thus pull the person away from being faithful to their daily duty, pull them away from being other-centered, because vice leads us into being very self-centered. Okay, and then fourthly, the fourth day's conference, practice and live the sacraments. Why? Because the sacraments are precisely what help us be faithful to our daily duty, to be sustained in that effort of being faithful to daily duty. The sacraments are what sustain us in being other-centered as opposed to being self-centered. The sacraments are what sustain us in pursuing virtue rather than vice. And when I say practice and live the sacraments, I don't mean just our Sunday obligation mass or a week out of 168, 24 times 7. Nuh-uh. I mean practice and live the sacraments, especially those two sacraments that can be received over and over and over again with much frequency. The other five cannot. The two sacraments that can be received over and over again with much frequency, what are they? Eucharist and Reconciliation, Holy Confession.
Let me stop you for just one sec. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Anytime you get in the car, turn on the radio, you know that there's going to be something encouraging.
It's such an encouragement and enriching to my own Christian walk.
It brings me a great deal of peace.
I really am blessed whenever I listen.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. You know, Father, when you were talking about vice and virtue, I think you made a really good point that will resonate with a lot of our listeners, and that is that vice is selfishness, turning inward. Virtue is selflessness, turning outward and service to others. So, and those are directly contrasting, but I'm glad that you, brought that up. I mean, in contrast to those two.
The example that I give to the people at the parish, the example I give to the parish at all the weekend masses before the parish mission actually began on Sunday night is this example. The husband and father with a wife and teenage children at home begins to flirt with the secretary at work. Okay.
Right, sure.
That's not being faithful to your daily duty. Because you're not being faithful to your daily duty, you're being very self-centered rather than being other-centered towards your wife and children. Okay. Now, because he's not being faithful to his daily duty through the flirting with his secretary, and he's thus being self-centered, he's working on vice rather than virtue.
Right,
but
right.
Let me make this clarification. Is a boss called to love his secretary? Absolutely he is, in a very real way. But it needs to be love that's rightly ordered, as opposed to inordinate love or disordered love, okay? So if one is being faithful to their daily duty, if a husband and father is loving his secretary in an ordered way, in an appropriate way, he's not only being faithful to his daily duty, but he's being very other-centered, not only to his wife and children, but also toward his secretary he's being other-centered. Thus, thirdly, he's working on virtue. So now we can see Father Wade's method to his madness, if you will, as to why I put the talks in this very specific order, again, in order, Sunday through Wednesday. Be faithful to your daily duty. Be other-centered. Understand the reality of vice for virtue. And practice and live the sacraments.
And now, listeners, let me tell you, if you are interested, if it's picking your interest at all, Father Wade Menezes is right now in Danville, as a matter of fact, at Mary Queen of Peace, Sunday through Wednesday, giving a nightly talk, a little retreat for your soul, a little mission. You know, Father, I wonder, we just have a few minutes left.
Sure.
We just decided not to take a break and go straight through. But I wonder if we could talk a little bit about confession. We're, you know, smack dab in the middle of the Lent. It is so hard for us in the pew to get to confession. I imagine it's hard for you to get to confession because priests go to confession too. But help us in that regard a little bit, because it's such balm for the soul, and yet it is so difficult for us. Once we get there, it's easy. I mean, once I get there, I start crying, and it's the most wonderful thing. But getting to confession,
right?
Help
right.
us with that.
St. Thomas Aquinas, the great doctor of the Church, he teaches that the first step needed to grow in holiness is good self-knowledge. And then he goes on to define self-knowledge. Self-knowledge is knowing and admitting your virtues to advance them, and knowing and admitting your vices to begin to uproot them out of your life. And what better way to begin working on self-knowledge than beginning to go to confession regularly? When confession, by its very nature, first requires what? An examination of conscience. An examination of conscience is required before you go into the confessional. And the Fathers of Mercy provide the parish where we preach at with a wonderful, wonderful examination of conscience and Catholic doctrine brochure, which the parish mission attendees can receive by virtue of going to the parish mission. And we have to remember, as I said earlier, that the sacrament of penance is one of seven sacraments that can be received over and over and over again with much frequency, along with the Eucharist. The other five sacraments cannot. The other five sacraments have some stipulation imposed upon them in regards to their amount of frequency. But Eucharist and confession can be received over and over again with much frequency. Why is that? Because they are the two sustaining sacraments, MJ, that precisely help us on this journey of being faithful to daily duty. They are the two sacraments that precisely help us on this journey of being other-centered. They are precisely the two sacraments that help us on this journey of understanding on a continuum the reality between vice and virtue. And they are the sacraments that help us live an active sacramental theology in our daily life, to understand and love the sacraments. There's nothing I love more than to hear these or similar words while hearing confessions at a parish mission. And this is a hypothetical situation. I want to make that clear, but it gets the point across clear enough. Blessed me, Father, for I have sinned. My last confession was 47 years ago.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
But for the grace of God, huh?
Yeah,
but
amen.
But for the grace of God.
Amen.
It's God's mercy. Why is that so important? I'll tell you it's important. Because mercy is who God is. It's love's second name. God is more interested in our future than in our past. He's more interested in the kind of person we can yet become than in the kind of person we used to be. While indeed taking our sins seriously, no doubt, whether mortal or venial, while indeed taking our sins seriously, God never, ever, ever takes those sins as the last word. Why? Because he knows he's made us in his image and likeness. He knows he calls us constantly to a life of his sanctifying grace, and he knows he is our God, who is bigger than any sin we might ever commit. And look no further than the lives of the saints, canonized saints of the church, MJ, who have helped show us the way. Saints who were not always faithful to their daily duty. Saints who were not always other-centered, but rather were very self-centered. Saints who did not always understand the reality of vice and virtue, but rather worked on vice instead of virtue. Saints who did not always practice and live the sacraments. Augustine with his lust addiction. Padre Pio with his propensity to inordinate anger. St. Camillus de Lalis with his gambling addiction. Marguerite de Youlville, who had an adulterous, unfaithful husband and a nasty mother-in-law who hated her. St. Marguerite de Youlville also experienced a house fire, 4 infant deaths out of 6. So we look to the lives of the saints to see how to work out our salvation. And there's one thing in common that the saints have in common that show us the way. Sooner or later, the saints return to the sacrament of confession. Sooner or later, the saints return to regular reception of the Eucharist. This is why I end with my talk titled, Practice and Live the Sacraments, because the sacraments, again, are what sustain us on this journey of being faithful to daily duty, of being other-centered, and of understanding the reality between vice and virtue, and starting to work seriously so on practicing virtue and overcoming vice. The sacrament of penance, MJ, is such a huge part of this message. The lives of the saints, saints who suffered from particular issues, dependencies, and addictions, are such a big component of this four-night parish mission. I'm telling you, there's a message for everyone.
You know, the wonderful thing about this, listeners, if you're just now tuning in, Father Wade Menezes, he is right now giving a mission in Danville at Our Lady Queen of Peace. And if you're hearing anything that is resonating with you or touching your heart, speaking to your soul, I urge you to make the quick trip, the very short trip over to Danville for this mission.
MJ, if I could say something really quick, they're welcome to go to Mary Queen of Peace website. It tells you everything about the mission. Their website is M as in Mary, Q as in Queen, P as in Peace, mqpdanville.org. mqpdanville.org will take you right to the parish website.
Right.
Tells you everything about the parish mission. 7 o'clock each night, all four nights. And then Monday through Wednesday, Father Michael Fritz, the pastor, is also having me celebrate the 12 noon mass with a homily that will highlight that night's mission talk. So if you have a free lunch hour from work, come to weekday mass Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as well.
And I imagine there'll be confessions available every day.
Yes, every day, 5:30 to 6:30. Then following the 7 o'clock mission at 8:15 daily as well, except for the last night, Wednesday night, because we close with the reception in the parish hall.
Now, Father, I had the privilege of hearing you speak at EWTN for the radio conference last year, and you talked about a confession there too, and did a wonderful job. And one thing that struck me is you talked a little bit about how to confess your sins, about how much detail to give or not to give.
Right. I've always said, Jim, thanks for bringing that up. That's a great point to bring up. I've always said, show me a person who's afraid of confession or shameful or fearful, whatever, of confession. Chances are, somehow, some way, this person got it into their mind that they have to go into great or graphic detail about their sins, and it's that thought that is precisely making them fearful or shameful of confession when nothing can be further from the truth. The Church is very clear what she requires for a valid, integral confession, and it's this: for mortal sins, kind and approximate number. Kind simply means name it simply name it, and then the approximate number of times committed. And for venial sins, all that's required is kind. Again, simply name it simply. You don't even have to give the number of times for venial sins. The only other thing required for mortal sins is any militating circumstance that makes the already mortal sin objectively more grave. Okay, so for example, a person would confess this mortal sin, just as a hypothetical example. I need to confess one physical altercation, Father, that actually sent the person to the hospital. I mean, that's a mortal sin. I mean, you got in a physical altercation with somebody that actually sent them to the hospital. That's it. The confessor doesn't need to know what precipitated it. The confessor doesn't need to know where it took place. The confessor doesn't need to know any of that. If you feel the need to be that detailed, then make an appointment for spiritual direction, okay? For spiritual direction. Now, kind and approximate number, a physical altercation that was serious enough to send the person to the hospital. Now, here's an example now where the third circumstance needs to be confessed, because it's a militating circumstance that makes the already mortal sin objectively more grave. So, Father, I need to confess one physical altercation that actually sent the person to the hospital. And, Father, I need to confess the altercation was with my brother. Oh. A physical altercation that sends a person to the hospital is already a mortal sin in and of itself. But if it involved the family bond, the blood tie of a sibling, that's objectively more grave versus saying getting into an altercation with a coworker on the assembly line, okay? With the family bond, that's objectively more grave. But notice, Jim and MJ, even in that circumstance, it was still confessed very, very simply without a lot of detail. And Father, that person was my brother. That's it. That's all that's required. Confession is meant to be liberating, freeing. It's not meant to be daunting or laborious. And the fruitfulness of the confessions are beautiful. A lot of year-long lapses that come back to the sacrament of penance.
Food for the soul. Father Wade Menezes is a member of Fathers of Mercy. He is in Danville this week, Sunday through Wednesday. Father, we are out of time. I wonder if you could offer us your blessing.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, both of you, MJ and Jim, for having me on the show today. It's been great. May the blessing of Almighty God this day and always, especially during this liturgical season of Lent, descend upon the both of you and all of your radio listeners in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.